On the 11th of February 2007, to coincide with the liturgical memory of Our Lady of Lourdes, the Church is celebrating the 15th World Day of the Sick in Korea's capital, Seoul. This day, dedicated to those who suffer, was on Pope Benedict XVI's mind on Friday when he received an audience in the Vatican a group of finance ministers from across the world and other prominent personalities engaged in a project by the title of Advanced Market Commitment, a project aimed at developing and producing vaccines against pandemic diseases and indeed making them available to poorer countries. My colleague Philippa Hitchin will be telling you more about this at this same time on Monday's broadcast. But getting back to the 2007 World Day of the Sick, Pope Benedict's message, which was released back in December, focused in a special way on encouraging the efforts of those who work daily to ensure that the incurably and terminally ill, together with their families, receive adequate and loving care. The Church, the Pope stressed, should follow the example of the Good Samaritan in showing particular concern for those who suffer. He called for just social policies which can help eradicate the cause of many diseases and the improved care for those who are dying. The sick, he pointed out, should be offered the human assistance and spiritual accompaniment they need, describing it as a right belonging to every human being, one which we must all be committed to defend. Pope Benedict also highlighted how through her individual members and institutions, the Church continues to stand alongside the suffering and to attend the dying, striving to preserve their dignity at these significant moments of human existence. Individuals, healthcare professionals, pastoral agents, volunteers, and of course institutions throughout the world are tirelessly serving the sick in hospitals and in palliative care units, on city streets, in housing projects, and parishes. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.